This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Take a look at Amazon's top 20 nonfiction bestsellers of the past week. You might notice a pattern. White Fragility is one title. How to Be an Anti-Racist. So you want to talk about race? Me and White Supremacy. Those are for the adults. Much of the same in the children's section, and not just on Amazon either, as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
Online book sales have been steady through the pandemic for Mahogany Books in Washington, D.C. It's a Black-owned bookstore with mostly Black customers. Then came the killing of George Floyd and the protests. Owner Ramunda Young says she's heard from a lot of new customers in the past week who are telling her,
"Hey, I never realized this thing was this deep, or I was very unaware. I'm feeling like hopeless, but also in a space of where I want to learn and be educated."
Young says most of her new clients are white, and lots of them are buying books for their kids. At Wild Rumpus Children's Bookstore in Minneapolis, Katie McKinley, a manager, says 95% of their recent book sales are about race and social justice. And people are buying 10, 12 at a time.
The volume is something we've never seen before.
Katie Bordner, a white woman in Pittsburgh, recently ordered some books for her 2.5-year-old son.
Having him exposed to it early, and then as things happen in our world, we're going to be revisiting these books and putting what happens in the world in the context of understanding these books.
This swell of interest in books about race is something that Danielle Clayton of nonprofit We Need Diverse Books has seen before.
This always happens. This is this, like, literally every single time there is any sort of a flare-up or event, we get a whole bunch of, oh my gosh, outrage, and then everyone goes back home. And it gets quiet again.
But this time, she says, like the protests, it feels bigger. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.